I think that's the best thing to do for tomorrow's meeting, leadership, at least leaders meeting for the Republicans are even no consequence for us anymore, because if they can't be with us, we've got to work in our direction, but we have to do it.
I think it's good, Mr. President, because if Roy Ash gives them some hard-hitting specific examples of program abuse, they can use that in their Lincoln Day speeches and their mail and their newsletters and all that. And we give them enough copies, they can get them to all the Republicans before they go home to the recess.
I call them, I'm also getting a little kid up for them on, you're giving them Lincoln Day too.
Yes, sir. And I'm saying.
I'm going to get a kid on Vietnam.
Colson's doing that. And
yes. Yeah, I'm going to work with the Republican biggest subject. One of the subjects that they all want to get, which is just a bell ringer, is the amnesty. That's the best cheer line I can get.
Some bills are introduced.
What is the situation? Oh, sure.
They'll never get out of
you. You think for 1 minute that Albert will let those people ever get such a bill to the floor?
No.
He knows what it's like busing. They want to go to that, does he? They want to go to an embassy. How are you coming if your budget battle here? You're quite a problem, but
it's surprising, though. The members we've talked to, a lot of guys really understand this. And they're really going to stand up for it. The Democrats, unfortunately, are going to try to repass all those bills that were pocket vetoed last year. And we'll have to veto them again, I guess.
And then we just got to fight with the Dickens to get vetoes sustained.
Particularly the first.
We'll make the issue. We'll make the issue very clear. The issue has got to be taxes and spend prices and not education and not cities and all the rest. Just keep it on that. Tell our guys, keep hitting it over.
In addition to repassing those bills, I think they're going to try to write in what they call mandatory language in some of the existing programs.
All right, that's a mandatory tax increase.
Well, we're going to try to
write it right out there.
We're going to try to add on the floor some amendments to raise taxes to go along with those. Of course, it won't pass, but I think it'll focus the issue.
Well,
that, rather than let him budget it, they've got problems with it, take the process.
Well, I oppose the meeting, we'll talk about that. Now, it's time to move to 9:30.
Yes.
And the reason is that what I'm going to do on these in the future, Bill, is to always have them at 9:30, but then put an absolute cutoff at 11 on the ground. And it is true that that is when the briefing takes place, and we've got to get Scott and Ford out there for briefing. Also, that'll give the members a chance to get back, and it'll give me a chance to get back. So it, the meeting will be an hour and a half. Hard to do it less than an hour and a half. You know, they got to gamble around. That's under regulation now.
Yes.
See, if we were to start at 10 and finish at 11:30, that'd be like right up to the hill and the rest of it. So we're going to be 9:30 to 11, but it will be an absolute cutoff. The you should always make your agenda so that they're an hour and make it a little half hour. You know, they always have a little more time.
All right, John.
I'll give them a little wind up on Vietnam. They're just positive. Maybe that we've tried, I think we've given them. We give them too much. The average congressman and senator today is so burdened down when they answer email and seeing people and the rest, and he just doesn't sit down. I remember when I was a congressman and senator, I used to sit down for the Lincoln period. I wrote speeches, wrote them, and they were damn good. Do these guys do that? They sit down and write mail to people. You know, you got to, that these guys got to sit and think in terms of cheer lines and that sort of thing. And not just expect, well, somebody does that. The stuff I used to get, that you remember, you used to get from the National Committee of Lincoln, they kept, wasn't worth a damn. No. They put in those quotes from Lincoln, most of which were spurious.
Yeah.
There was an awful lot of stuff. Can't these fellows, do we have guys up there, we'll sit down and make up something?
Some do, Mr. President, some don't. It's a mix.
Version to it.
And,
I mean, they're all smart fellows. I mean, they have to be, they would be in the Congress. But I sometimes think, as I said, these meetings, so few seem to be creative. One of the people that surprised me, I must say, was Cedarburg the other day.
Oh,
he just stepped up.
Tiger.
He sounded better than any one of our leaders that sounded in 2 years. Yeah. Did you think so?
He's a tiger.
Quack, quack, quack.
He got wheels and they don't fight against each other. Let him have it.
He gets emotional and carried away, and he really mixes it up, and he's a good guy for that. I think he'll be good on that committee. Appropriations.
First, for a little follow. On Bill's committee, he's really a mouse.
Sherman Bailey.
Yeah.
I think so. We have commitments out of leaders. They were holding him for the impoundment list, which goes up today. So they've got no excuse, and Mike and Hugh have indicated that they would really try to move him.
They've been on Whiteburgers, and everybody knows. Everybody knows because at heart he's a liberal. And since very hard to get him to say he's doing this for any other reason, responsible reason. He sounds so damn honest. He is honest.
He's tough on him, too. His responses, he won't back down.
Yeah, he stood right up the other day.
Yeah, to
Hughes.
Yeah. All of our people have done rather well.
They have. Yeah. Brennan did well, and Butts has been there.
Brennan knocked their brains off.
Yeah.
And Butts up there. Now, Butts is kind of weak in internal meetings, I've noticed, but up there with a congressman, he stands right up and gives it to him.
Well, we understand the internal meetings. That's okay. Yeah. Actually, there are all day in the program pretty well. How they're getting to it. Say, what's the problem with this? The Deputy Secretary of Defense, has that been approved yet?
Bill Clements, yes.
That's long time ago.
Why the hell wasn't he here for the swearing in?
They sworn in over there for some reason.
Oh.
Okay, so he could work.
Yeah, earlier. He was confirmed earlier.
And sworn in then.
Yes,
I see. Okay. Good.
He's a tiger, that Clements.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah, he really good.
We're trying to get our friend Jack Marsh in the legislative position over there. You know, former congressman.
Yeah, anything you can do there for him is good. But I would think that the fellows around should be pretty good if they would just think as to what their pluses are. You know what I mean? They should be on the defensive. You know, here they were squealing about the war for 4 years, you know, and whining and bitching, except for a few. Now they've got that. They should just take the brains out of their opposition. Don't you think?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just murder them. They've got it right from the hair short now. I mean, Goldwater's about the only one I've seen that's been doing it.
I'd get up there and stand up and go to the press gallery and film clips and everything, but the media won't cover it. They take the positive news out of here and then go up there to get the opposition for controversy.
Well, I guess well, I just want our guys to keep them up, you know, play a very positive, strong, aggressive line and say, no, these other guys are on a bad way. The reason that they're talking about it is they don't want to talk about the war. Let's get Musky asking them, what about you vote on all these things, boy? What are your predictions?
Funny, Musky and Proxmire were on one of these programs yesterday, talk shows, and not once did they talk about the war. It was all about constitutional rights and all that.
Well, let's tell them to talk about the war.
I think a pitch for you, sir, tomorrow at the leadership meeting, see, then Scott will turn around and go to the policy luncheon, which is at noon, and quote you back.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be his idea that we would help.
Fine. Well, okay. Bill, what you could do is we can't before, even though it usually takes 15 minutes, whatever it may be. You get Tom and Cook, and then you come in maybe for 15 minutes before. I don't mean tomorrow. We've done it now.
Yeah,
no, I meant
lay out a plan.
You got your agenda thing. You got the bulls are ringing in. You come in and it's so we'll know what we're talking about.
Okay. I don't think we need another big one now for a long time.
Maybe we should. We move to the
just the four.
We'll talk about the four. These fellows should be told them, but they're going to be off by looking at the rest. We'll wait for a month. And then we'll have a couple of the others.
You might have those in here. Even.
What about the small ones?
Four man ones?
First of all, Bill, I want to get another loyalist list of, on the Democratic side. You work up to me, you know, House, Senate, you know, the loyalist list that we spoke about. Would you give us one?
Nice.
Our letters apparently really got home. The door was
Trading some of the newspapers. Some of the guys put them out.
And then I think you should say, in the event that a purse or somebody says, why didn't I get a letter? No reason at all, said the president has written it. Whenever you support the president, he writes a letter in the fight. And say, in this instance, we were simply writing to those senators in Congress to support us. We weren't saying anything against those who were against us. See my point?
Sure. I'm pretty good at this for being, too, for some stuff that he might have in mind down there on the island.
Very great. On this business of this, let's get the loyalist list for Democrats, the House, the ones that we've really got to work with.
Well, I would hope that we could have something down here after we, for those guys that you send letters to.
You like what?
Well, 5 o'clock reception.
For what?
Republican and Democrat. And you could make a little short speech that you just want them to know that they stood with you and you appreciate it and have a
fight out before. But,
well, because we're going to have some vetoes coming up after Lincoln. And if this is done in time, just right, they will bolster that same group up to support us on vetoes.
All right, you pick a date.